Chapter 2. False Arrest, Mistaken Identity. Shonda Daly, 40 years old and a mother of four, was coming home from the grocery store on a Saturday night, the last day of May, when she saw the flashing lights of a police squad car at the end of an alley near her home. She was accompanied by her daughter-in-law, Vanessa, who was 19 and married to Shonda's oldest son, James, who was 20. At 5'10", Shonda was a tall, light-skinned African-American woman with red hair, pulled back this evening in French braids. Shonda wondered what the trouble was this time. The apartment complex where she lived was in a bad neighborhood, perhaps the worst in town. She parked her truck behind her apartment building and went to see what the commotion was about. She was simply curious, or perhaps even nosy. But that wasn't a crime, was it? She learned from another onlooker that a Hispanic woman had been mugged by two African-American girls. One hit her on the back of the head with a fist and took her purse. The other stomped on the woman's cell phone when she tried to dial 911. Shonda was about to leave when one of the cops on the scene approached her. "How long have you been standing here?" he asked her.
"I just got here," she said.
"What's your name?" He looked her up and down.
"Shonda Daly."
"Where do you live?"
"I live in this building right here," she said, pointing.
She gave him the number of her apartment as well. "This building here?" he asked.
"Uh-huh," she said.
"And where do you work?" he wanted to know.
"I work at the Silver Dice," she said. "I'm in housekeeping."
"Okay," he said. Then he asked her to wait a moment while he took her picture, the flash leaving a blue dot on her retinas. She didn't think much of it. After all, what was there for her to worry about? She'd done nothing wrong. She'd been completely cooperative. She felt bad for the woman who'd been mugged, but in this neighborhood, she was hardly surprised. 3 weeks later, on June 20th, she was midway through her shift at the Silver Dice when she saw two men from house security approaching her. She liked her job, which made $800 a month plus tips, not enough to make her wealthy, but enough to pay her rent and her utility bills and put food on the table for her three sons and her granddaughter. It was the last day before her vacation. She was planning to take her youngest son, Roger, to a water park to celebrate his 12th birthday, unless her daughter...